Class 5, Subject Geography, Chapter Language of Maps. From the last chapter, you are all aware that the globe is a model of our planet Earth, and in this chapter, we shall be discussing about one of the most important tools to study the Earth's surface, which is a map. So, what is a map? A map can be defined as a drawing of a part or the whole of the Earth's surface drawn on a flat sheet of paper according to scale. We can draw maps of a classroom, city, state, country, or for that matter the entire world, and can show various amount of details on it. Now, the art of map making is called cartography, and the people who make these maps are called cartographers. With this, you must also remember that the first man to draw a map of the earth on a flat surface was Gerardus Mercator. Now, a map has number of uses and we shall be discussing them one by one, and for this you may refer to page number 13 of your book. First, maps provide us variety of information. Okay, it's very much true. We get to know about various things about a particular place from maps. Second, maps show the location of continents, countries and cities. Third, maps show various physical features like mountains, plains, rivers, etc. Next, maps can show the distribution of rainfall, forests, crops, etc. Last but not the least, maps are easier to carry and handle as they can be printed in books, rolled and folded, which is not possible in case of a globe because there are certain globes which are huge in size and we cannot carry them everywhere. Now, we have learnt about the various uses of maps, but you must remember that maps are not always accurate as a globe because Earth is spherical in shape, but maps are flat. Therefore, they cannot show the exact shape of the Earth, and for this, maps are more suitable for representing the parts of the Earth such as continents and countries. A book of maps is called an atlas, and to understand a map, we must be aware of the language of the maps or the key elements which a map must have.